Let me. Welcome back, everybody, from your wonderful lunch. I'm a start on time, end on time kind of guy, so you know, I saw the secondhand sweep up to 12:30, and so I stepped up here. My name is Aaron Nelson. I'm the executive director of the Foundation for a Sustainable Community, who is our organizer today with a bunch of partners. I'm also the president of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber is a nonprofit organization, represents about 920 local businesses and nonprofits. And in 2004, we created a community foundation called the Foundation for a Sustainable Community. And our mission is to promote and advance community sustainability, which in our view is the triple bottom line of environmental stewardship, social equity, economic prosperity. Because the truth is that business people, from which this organization was born, business people are self-interested. And it's in their interest to protect our environment, to advance social equity, and to make sure that our communities are economically prosperous. And we believe that communities can't be successful unless there is a balance, a holistic approach to those issues. So the old model, which is the environmentalist beat on the business community puts on a hard hat to withstand the beating, and the social community comes to the business community for investment, charitable giving, and to participate. We think that the new model is that we look at the intersection of our interests. Where are the places where business, social, environmental have shared interests, and let's push on those places. We certainly know that if you want to find a community with a bad environment, look for one with a bad economy. If you want to find a community with a bad social equity, look for one with a bad environment or bad economy. The interrelationship between these issues, and that's sort of the sweet spot of the Chambers Foundation and what it's been working on. Today is a day of stuff going on all across the country. It's an international day of action. There's an organization called ICLEI, which is, I guess, the International Conference of Mayors, who have all signed on to Kyoto, regardless of their federal government's participation or not. And so today we're going to have a session that goes from 12 sort of until 4, and then there's a recess, and then back in this room at 6 o'clock, we're bringing in a speaker. We've flown her in, we put her up. She's, you know, and now I can't even give a good introduction. So I'll find out and I'll share with you who that is. But she's with, you know, I would sort of describe it as she's with a national organization that can tell us how scary things are going to be if we don't change our lives. And then we're going to have a conversation that the mayor's going to lead about, so what is it we're going to do about it? And that event is open to the public. As you see on your, there's a half-page agenda. We have some sponsors today. Whole Foods provided us with the food. Really appreciate that. And if there's leftovers, you're welcome to sort of stuff your pockets on the way out. We are composting everything. So the big trash can is compost. The plates are composted. Everything but the forks and the potato chip bag cannot be compost. So there's going to be a place to put those. And at some point, we'll tell you what that is. But we'll need to find that out here shortly. I thought in the last 20 minutes I would have discovered it, but I haven't. Then we have two women, business owners, who have chosen to invest in today's event and to be the sponsors and underwrite it and help make it possible. Our principal sponsor is a woman named Kim Paracci. She is an independent jewelry appraiser who's chosen to express her corporate citizenship, her investment in community by sponsoring this event and supporting the Chambers Foundation. So this is Kim, she's sitting right up here. Kim, do you want to... We're going to do a quick round of introductions. Everybody's going to see who's in this room. But would you like to stand and bring welcome, or when it, please come on
just,
forward, or stand right there.
I'll just stand up and say hi, I'm Kim Paracci. Thank you to the Chamber for having a vision to establish a foundation for sustainability and hire really great people. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Kim. And then Suzanne Cheney with an organization called The Best Defense. She's right here, and if you'd stand up and introduce yourself and tell us what you've brought. And Ms. Paracci also has some material about her organization in the back as well.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Suzanne Cheney. I call my business The Best Defense because I defend with health in a very sustainable way, as long as there's nutritional supplements. But another big part of that is the environmental cleaners that my company makes. I work with Shapley Corporation. There's some fire back there on the table that talks about Shapley's been an environmental company since 1956. They've made environmental cleaners since that time. They've never made anything that wasn't trying to feed the environment. They came in and decided to bring a bottle of recycling. The company's very aware of what the sandal community needs. So that guy decided to bring a bottle.
Thank you, Suzanne. We are podcasting today. Thank you. It's our first time. And we got a telephone call just a week ago that you had read about. Can you stand up and introduce yourself?
My name's Joseph Blendis. I started a podcast a while back on water and environmental issues, h2opodcast.com. And basically, my main emphasis is to go to organizations, individuals that have important environmental messages and try to encourage them, provoke them to get their message online so more than a room full of people can have access to the audience. When I heard about this, I contacted
you. Joseph, we're honored and thank you. If you are supposed to be somewhere else today, and your voice might be recorded, which would give away the fact that you were here, and you want that to be somehow secret, I don't know, we'll do some voice recognition and try to edit you out later, or stay far away from the microphone when you do choose to talk. A little bit about how the day's going to go. We are going to hear in just a moment from Mr. Lyle Estill with Piedmont Biofuels, who's going to give a keynote introduction to today. When that concludes, we're going to do, y'all are flexible and creative, we'll do a little dance. Our town lacks good meeting space. We also know that's a challenge when it comes to things like this. So we're going to find a way to make three breakouts work in two rooms. So there is a room on the far side, which is going to be the one about water efficiency and landscaping. And then in this room, we're going to have two sessions, and we're going to sort of, these are an informal conversation. You have some presenters who are going to give you some good information, but probably sitting not in front of a podium, but two chairs, and we're going to make sort of half circles of the rest of you all, and you're going to hear the presentation, and then it's going to be interactive. But the little dance we're going to do is that we'll call a break, and those of you who are inclined are going to help us slide tables to somewhere else and reform our chairs. We'll then do those sessions. We'll then ring a bell or kindly come around and tell you that it's time to switch. Everybody moves but the speakers. The speakers will stay where they are, and then you get a chance to, you'll get to see two of the three sessions. So up you go, we'll do a quick switch, and then we'll go again. And then the final is we're all going to come back here, and we're going to have a session called 30 Ideas in 30 Minutes. This is a Quaker-style, say whatever you want when the movement sort of strikes you, we'll come into a circle. And we want you to stand up and tell us the best of what you've heard about or something cool going on in your office or something you heard about going on. And there's going to be a fast pace. We'll record these and then we'll share them back with you in written format so you can remember that idea and hopefully we'll be able to also capture who it was who said it. Or you can click on our website or his website and hear it and share it with other people. And then off we'll go. All right. So I mentioned the dance, the table activity, being flexible. All right. So on the back of your program, I'll just remind you, the Chamber's Foundation for a Sustainable Community has an annual report coming, an annual meeting. At that meeting, we will give the Sustainable Business of the Year Award, last year's winner. No surprise in our community that the first winner of that would be Whole Foods. Whole Foods also deserving. They went to Weaver Street Market. Weaver Street Market won that award. This year, we'll announce in the next week five finalists, and we'll give the Sustainable Business of the Year Award for sort of our region. We'll also give a State of the Community report. For the first time, economic, social, and environmental indicators given in the same presentation, not a State of the Economy report, a State of the Environment report, and then very rarely do we get a social report. But what are these indicators about our community that we can track over time and watch our progress? We'll also have a keynote address that will be given by Mr. Frank Phoenix, one of the principals with Greenbridge Developments, one of the best red folk, I think, on this notion of sustainability. He's really aware that we're on a cusp of a movement. Frank is actually sitting right over here. If you're ever in a, that was him waving, but you can usually recognize him by the cowboy boots. Exactly. So if, who was that man in cowboy boots? It's likely to be Frank Phoenix. So do take the time to sign up for that if you'd like. I'm going to do, this was just going to take 2 minutes, but it's worth the 2 minutes. And we're going to go around the room and I want your name and your organization and maybe just, it's really a fast version. So like, I'm Aaron Nelson with the Chamber of Commerce and our Foundation for a Sustainable Community. Want y'all to, that's the person I really want. I was wanting to talk to him or her. And so you'll have a chance as we do these, when we recess and shuffle to grab that person and talk to them. So if we could quickly go around and do those introductions. And then I'll introduce Mr. Lestel, who will talk to us about the great work being done at Piedmont Biofuels. Is what I describe going to work for everybody? I'm flexible. We can change it a little bit.
Yep.
On the fly. We're good. Thank you, David. All right, so who wants to begin on those introductions? We just heard Joseph with H2OPodcasting.com.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
I'm Ian Nidell. I'm here representing the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. I own Stinkies with 411 West, about 18 West. We're currently working on a new restaurant in the park called Mez. This will be a new concept for us. Hopefully we'll be the first LEED certified restaurant in the state. And proud of being, I think, maybe not a pioneer, but certainly a very sustainable business, and really strive to do that. Along those lines, Community Tuesdays, every Tuesday in October.
Thank you.
5% of proceeds will go to the foundation. So please come.
So if you get Squids, Spankies, or 411, any Tuesday in October, they'll donate 5% to this foundation.
Lunch or dinner.
Lunch or dinner. Or catering. Anything.
This isn't open for lunch.
All right, don't go to Squids for lunch. All right, so I gave you the short version of the introduction. That was a long version. Now give us something in between those two as we go around. But it was worth it. Thank you for the plug.
Hi, I'm David Lee with Bland Landscaping, and I'm going to do my best to act smart and talk about water efficient landscaping and that Rebecca.
Ms. Cheney.
Yes, Suzanne Cheney. My business is Desi Dent, and I find myself a shopping corporation alongside those kind of companies.
Wonderful.
Good afternoon. I'm Kim Ferracci. I'm a graduate demologist and an independent jewelry appraiser.
My name is Kathy Tony, and I'm here as an invited guest to my friend Kim.
Welcome.
I'm Eric Kino with TS Designs up in Burlington, North Carolina. We do print apparel, except our apparel is organic cotton, domestically made, and developed on printing
dye process. That's awesome. He'll be in the best business practices session. We'll be hearing more about that. Yes, sir.
I'm Lyle.
We'll hear from him shortly.
Maureen Morgan for your Chapel Hill Association of Realtors.
Thanks for the realtors being here.
It's Frances Henderson, the director of the Discreet Development Center.
It's in case things go bad.
I'm the leader from the Ronald McDonald House, Chapel Hill, and we're currently working on a 3 to 5 year plan to really transform our facility into a more green place.
That's awesome.
Pam Herndon with State Farm Insurance and Financial Services.
I'm Casey Johnson, and I'm here for my own personal education.
Wonderful.
I'm Mary Beth Pickle, an interested citizen of Chapel Hill. I'm a gardener and an educator.
Welcome, Mary Jo.
Jane Norton, Resourcing Natural Solutions, as a consulting company for small and medium-sized businesses to help them get green and sustainable, and director of Earth Heal, a nonprofit, and our major project is a community green guide for everything green and sustainable in the triangle online.
My name is Derek Bong. I'm a citizen of Carborough and a freelance video producer.
Wonderful.
Chris Durbin, I'm a small business owner in Denver.
John Newark, I'm with the County of Chapel Hill, Department of Public Works, Division of Facilities Management and Sustainability.
How about that? That was a great introduction. We're going to jump to Frank real quick.
So again, I'm Frank Phoenix. I'm one of the partners in Greenbridge. I'm convinced that what we are talking about now is just the tip of the iceberg for this movement. That's what I'm going to talk about on the 25th. I'd like to invite you all to Greenbridge Groundbreaking, which is going to be next Monday, the 8th at 10 o'clock. On the site there, Rosemary Street, that you all know.
Thank you.
I'm Daniel Arneman. I'm finishing up my doctorate at UNC, and I had a chance to take a training program in biomimicry this spring, which is a very cool design principle based on nature.
How about that?
My name is Paul Schroed. I'm at Weston Solutions. We're an environmental consulting firm. We help our clients with becoming sustainable, and I also live in the Chapel.
Mm-hmm. Nice haircut.
I'm Susanna Tuttle. I am a partner of a newly formed company called Trace Collaborative. We focus on sustainability program development and green building consulting.
I'm Tobin Freed. I'm with the Triangle J Council of Governments and run the Energy and Environment Program there.
I'm Jim Floyd with Megawatt Solar. It's a startup company started about a year ago. Three of our founders are UNC professors, so there's ties to the community and trying to contribute to the reduction of natural fuel usage.
Wonderful. Welcome.
I'm Matt Murray. I'm an accidental social capitalist in the way. I'm writing a book called Green Collar, The Rise of the Green American Workforce. And I'm a citizen of Carborough.
I'm Linda Ryan with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and I'm liaison with the Denmark Building.
I'm Dave Jernigan, I'm the Grocery Category Manager for Counterculture Coffee.
I'm Mark Overbay, I'm the Marketing Communications Manager for Counterculture Coffee, and from the work we do with our producer partners at Origin and coffee farmers to the way that we roast and bag and label and ship our coffee and the way that we interact with our partners at the wholesale level, we're constantly striving to be more sustainable and manufacturing our system. And here's what we're doing today.
Wonderful.
I'm Rich Cutrell from Counterculture Coffee, where we're committed to sustainable business practices. We're real happy to be here.
Welcome.
I'm Greg Hoger of the New York operations at Carolina Inn, so the hotel is a long way to go in the green environment, so it's near and dear to us. So.
My name is Laurie Austin, and I'm with the Carolina Inn.
I'm Ron Wigrink. I'm a retired faculty member from UNC. The last 10 years, we lived in Michigan here where the windmills are going up. We now live in Farington. I'm hoping it becomes one of the first solar communities. I'm also the father of Kina Klausik, who is one of the co-founders of Kidzu, so I'm representing them. They're developing their own exhibit starting next year, and they're looking for content. I hope they have environmental awareness as part of it.
Now you're going to hear the foundation's staff leadership team coming. Rita?
Good afternoon. My name is Rita
Leedham,
and I'll say your name, please, so I'm really pleased saying that. And I'm Rita Consulting, creating sustainable solutions, and right now I'm working with the Foundation on the
Hi, I'm Kimberly Furman. I'm the program assistant for the Foundation for Sustainable Communities.
I'm Caroline Fulamy, Associate Director of the Foundation for Sustainable Communities. I'm so glad to be meeting all of you today and working with you.
I'm Anne McCune. I'm the Director of a new program in the Foundation, the Institute for Sustainable.
Institute is a partnership between Duke University and UNC Chapel Hill that have both combined resources to create an external institute. And one of the major objectives is going to be to create a metric, a way to certify enterprise sustainable. So we've got a grant. We've hired a group of very talented MBA students to be working over the next 12 weeks to create a business plan to launch certified sustainable. There's green and free trade and fair trade, but nobody's been able to put social, environmental, and economic indicators in the same place, so that small and mid-sized enterprise can engage it. Not LEED certified, $150,000 consultant in order to help you figure out how to, I mean, something that small and mid-sized enterprise can really engage. And so we're hoping to share more with that with you all over time. All right, let me introduce you Mr. Lyle Estill. They are making biofuel.